Corporate term, admin rampart. Definition, and admin rampart is an odd but very real construct. It is a defensive structure, usually built by one team, silo or functional area inside a corporation or government to protect itself from the perceived transgressions of another area. Explanation. Often the creation of admin ramparts is the unintended consequence of a well-meaning initiative. A large corporation realizes that it is drowning in paperwork and process to the point where it is actively impeding delivery to the business and even to itself. In response, it launches a drive for simplification or boundary breaking. In practice, this rarely breaks down the old issues. Instead, new processes are created in the hope that they will simplify delivery. The critical flaw is that the existing processes are very often not removed first. Another layer is simply added on top, usually by the team creating the new framework. This is done to demonstrate progress and the aim of simplifying delivery. Meanwhile, the areas whose boundaries and controls are being challenged frequently respond by placing even more dependencies in front of their current processes, as they feel they are losing control of their own deliveries and so want to place responsibility safeguards in place for the inevitable blame game. Sometimes these dependencies become cyclic and impossible to achieve for a new delivery. The result is that regardless of whether you follow the new route or not, you still have to complete all of the old steps as well, often just under a different name. This back and forth, without ever dismantling what already exists, produces admin ramparts. These become great walls of paperwork that serve to deflect blame, avoid responsibility, and maintain control rather than enable delivery. Disclaimer, as always, these posts are not aimed at any one client or employer and are just my personal observations over a lifetime of dealing with both management and frontline associates.